proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. A common Hebrew greeting during the holidays is Chag Sameach, which means Happy Holidays. During the Jewish holiday of Passover, you would say Chag Pesach Sameach. During the spring of the year, in the Hebrew month of Nisan, Jewish people around the world celebrate the historical and biblical event of the Exodus from Egypt. The Jewish people were delivered from slavery as God raised up Moses to deliver them from bondage. After sending 10 plagues, Pharaoh finally decided to let Israel go. Indeed, it was a miracle. Over 3,000 years later, the Jewish people still celebrate this miracle. From the simple meal in Egypt to a fine dinner today, a thread of tradition has been maintained by the Jewish people. And if you're ever privileged to visit a Jewish home or community center during Passover, you will find a Seder table full of meaningful symbols. Now, the word Seder means order. One key part of the Passover Seder is the four cups that are drunk during the Passover meal. This really provides an outline for the Seder. These cups refer back to Exodus 6 verses 6 and 7, which reads, "Wherefore, say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments, and I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians." This passage is called the Four I Wills, represented by four cups of wine or grape juice. The tradition of the four cups are even found in the Gospels. During the last Passover that Jesus celebrated with his disciples, Jesus instituted what we refer to as the Lord's Supper or Communion. While the Gospels only mention one cup, the Jewish tradition of the four cups gives great significance to the story. Let's break down the four cups. The first cup is called the Cup of Sanctification. The first I will in Exodus 6 verse 6 says, "I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians." Here, God was going to separate Israel from a kingdom of slavery to a kingdom of freedom. The second cup is called the Cup of Praise. This I will is again from verse 6 where it says, "I will rid you of their bondage." Even though we as Christians can't claim this verse, it is a reminder though that Jesus freed us from the bondage of sin when we accepted him as Savior. The third cup is called the Cup of Redemption. This I will says, "I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments." This cup is the one that Jesus drank at the Last Supper and the cup that we drink during the Lord's Supper. By Jesus' death on the cross, we have been redeemed by his precious blood. Amen. And the fourth cup is called the Cup of Acceptance. This I will is found in verse 7 and it says, "And I will take you to me for a people and I will be to you a God." Jesus actually mentions this cup in Matthew 26 verse 29 where he said, "I will not drink henceforth of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." We can appreciate this as Christ has accepted us when we are saved to that we are no longer strangers to him. This cup also refers to the future reign of Jesus upon this earth, a glorious day indeed. Now as we stop and think about the Passover and the four cups that we've been mentioning, I pray that our love for our Lord has grown. May we take this truth and share it with others, both Jew and Gentile. Indeed, Jesus is our Passover Lamb, and may we never take that for granted. I think one thing that's important to know is this, that it wasn't Moses that would redeem Israel or take them out of bondage, even though God used him, but it was God himself that would do. That's a tremendous blessing for us today. Now, I hope that this program has been a blessing to you. And if you'd like to hear this broadcast again or listen to our many archive programs, you may do so by going to ibjm.org. In fact, share this with a friend as well. One other resource I'd like to mention too is a small booklet available called The Jewish Passover, written by IBJM's founder, the late Dr. Jacob Gardenhouse, and I know that this will be a blessing to you. Now, as we close out this program, let us remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, where it says in Hebrew, "Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim." Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Till next time, Chag Sameach. Have a great day.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.